hit the sack a little earlier?
Well, I was worried. I would have liked to help them, but I knew I had no business out there. She was mean. She wanted to hook and all of that kind of stuff. And I told him, I says, a fellow by the name of Chester, he come and see me, a great big stout fellow. I says, Chester, you welcome to use the pen. I said, go ahead. You don't mind? I said, no, sir. But I says, I'm not going. He said, we don't want you to come. He said, we're going to do the work. If we got to kill her, he said, we're going to get her. So they had to rope her up there. They messed in front of you for God knows how long.
He was a stout fella, huh?
Huh?
He's a big fella, huh? Stout, Chester.
Yeah, Chester, I guess he is. Great big stout fella. Weighs over 200 pounds.
Almost as big as your son.
He's practically the same size. My son is a little bit heavier than him, I guess about maybe 20 pounds heavier.
I wanted to ask you, when the road opened, did you want the road to open here? In other words, you probably knew it was going to change folks down here, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I watched the road open.
Did you want it to? Want the road open?
Did I want it to?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. I was the one that went and seen about getting the road here.
Oh, you did?
I was one of the committees who went to Baton Rouge. Yes, sirree.
The first roads you had here were what? Were?
Oh, it was just a plain... Well, the first road was really a mud road, you could say.
Yeah.
They passed way down on the edge of the marsh.
Let me get this here.
Because what little farming that the people was getting at in them time was strictly on the ridge.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere else. Well, then they fenced in all the ridge down as low as they possibly could and then left just a strip for a road to travel. That's what I was telling you about the school business. They called it a school bus.
Yeah.
But it was an old-time wagon, four-wheel wagon with a pair of horses on it. And sometimes it would get so bad they couldn't go through it. I've seen the time that we'd have to cut a lot of weeds. I'd help the bus driver. And pass along my place, and I had some very low places going west from here. That man least little rain, well, it would stay there. And we'd cut little drains for it to go in the marsh. Well, we'd cut a lot of weeds then. We had what we called a wild coffee weed. It put it tough. And we'd take a hatchet or an axe, and we'd go and cut that and lay crossways in the mud holes. Cross. Well, the school kids would have to all get out of the wagon until they'd get across that hole. Then go on.
Okay, now first you had, then what did you put on the roads after you got mud and then you got what?
Well, then we brought the road up on top of the ridge. That was a good long while after I married. We put the road on the ridge then and not farm on each side. Well, then it was pretty good.
It was.
They finally changed off then and got an old bus, partly handmade. They cut the body off a good pickup truck and put a long body. And then as it began to go,
when you got cars, the surface of the road changed to.
Yeah, after we began to get old model cars here, but as I told you before. Had no license. We'd have to go get one at a time on the mailboat. And he couldn't bring but one. And it was but mighty few. An old friend of mine by the name of Jesse, he's dead now. He lived down on the west here. He was the first fella to ever get a Model T in here. And then My first car was an old Model A from a Baptist preacher would come in here. Well, I had to go and take the boat